Shelley Miscavige. She has not appeared in public since 2005.
Where's Shelley and what happened?
Where is Shelley?
We're looking at like 17 years of a person just missing.
Shelley Miscavige was given into the sole care of L. Ron Hubbard by her parents when she was 12.
This is where Shelley is believed to be being held captive.
Do you believe that Shelley Miscavige is a threat today?
Oh, absolutely.
She's seen it all. She's been by his side the whole time.
Welcome back to the channel. I'm your host, Claire Headley, and this is the next episode in my series, Where is Shelley Miscavige?, in which we are delving deep into the circumstances in which the wife of the leader of Scientology, David Miscavige, Shelley Miscavige, has not been seen publicly now for many, many years. She hasn't been seen or heard from her family. And delving into this is one way to learn more about Scientology's strange and bizarre tactics and what they get away with in today's world. So my guest for today is my husband, Mark Headley. Thanks for joining me, honey.
Hey, guys. Thanks, babe.
Yes.
You got to move up a little bit. You're all you sunk down into the middle of the frame there somehow.
That's fun. There we go. There is that go. Better?
It's much better. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
It's my OCD going to go crazy if you're you know, the same level as me.
No, we can't have that.
So this episode is really just because something came up when we were doing other stuff. You got some emails. I was reading some stuff on the internet, and we both kind of stumbled on this at the exact same time. And I want to say, pretty much up until now, everyone has just assumed, based on all the information that we've had and everybody that we've spoken to in regards to Shelley Miscavige, is that she was being held at the Church of Spiritual Technology location in Twin Peaks near Big Bear in San Bernardino, California.
Yes.
Okay. And Yashar Ali did an article.
Yes.
And let me just, I'm going to just see if I can pull that up here real quick.
So Yashar did this article in June of last year, which is available on Yashar's Substack, a lot of amazing documentation relating to the LAPD investigation that followed Leah Remini's missing person report on Shelley Miscavige when Leah left Scientology. And of course, in this article, Yashar details that the LAPD met with Shelley, but the fingerprints didn't then later match Shelley. Anyway, there were a lot of suspicious details around this meeting, which took place in 2013, I believe. And of course, Yashar also released the driver's license photo of Shelley, which showed she had a driver's license in Riverside County. So that kind of backed up the information and accounts we've received from people who had left Scientology that knew and worked with Shelley, that at least for some period of time, she was at the Running Springs CST property.
Yes. And there was no other reason to suspect that she wasn't there, because that is a very isolated compound. It's very secure. And there's other Sea Org members there that can watch over her and be there with her. And there's not really any way for her to get anywhere nearby necessarily, unless she escaped. And then, you know, when she got onto the highway, she could be in the wind within minutes if she got out of that property. And there's been rumors of her being sighted at a nearby grocery store, and you know, there's been all sorts of, there's no photos. No one, I don't think anyone's ever shared any photos of her, but there's been quote unquote sightings.
That's right.
So that's why this development that's happened today is very important. And we're going to do something that we're kind of getting into when we're showing places and showing where things are, which is where we just use Google Earth to kind of navigate around so you guys can get an idea of what we're talking about. And we're going to do that right now. So if you go to the United States right here, on Google Maps, you can see this is the United States. And California is where all of these locations that we've been speaking about are. And if you go over to Church of Scientology in Los Angeles, you've got that big giant complex in Hollywood. I'm just showing that as a kind of a reference mark. But if you see that's in Hollywood, the CST location in Twin Peaks compared to Hollywood is right here. Okay, so it's like it's maybe 2 hours or an hour to 2.5 hours, depending on traffic, from LA is where this location is. So it's not that far, but if you zoom out a little bit here, you can see it's in the mountains, basically. Like all that green below there is just mountains. There's nothing there. There's not a lot around there, and even Big Bear, for the most part, is where, see where it says Lake Arrowhead? That's actually where Big Bear is. So it's quite a ways to get to Lake Arrowhead or Big Bear. And then, you know, the only thing in Twin Peaks is Twin Peaks for the most part.
Yeah. And there's footage of that Twin Peaks location in the intro that we just played for this episode. That is the location that we are referring to. And you can see from that, it's incredibly isolated.
Yeah. Okay, so then the next place that we're going to start talking about is a new town. And this is another Scientology, CST, Church of Spiritual Technology, another one of their locations is up here. And it's called the CST Petrolia Base. You can see that up at the top of the screen. And then the only thing this town is really known for is this is where California's first drilled oil wells were. In all of California, this is the first drilled oil wells were located in this town. Hmm. And you can see that right here. If you go to right in the middle of the screen where that yellow marker is, that's what this town is known for. Okay, so then what does this have to do with the CST base? Well, if you go on, then the link in the description below, actually, let me see if I can even show that. I had a video up. Let me just get that real quick here. Okay, so on YouTube, there's a video that I'll put a link to it in the description, but I'm just going to pull it up right here where it says, you can see, it is. Let me just make a full screen here. You can see this is a flyover of this base in, let me just fast forward a little bit. Here you go. This is a drone flyover. There you go. You can see right there of this property that's at, that's in Petrolia. This is a CST base. Okay. And we might do a reaction video of this at another time. I've always talked about these are super interesting footage of CST. You can see they're obviously they're in the middle of construction here when the drone footage was taken.
Yeah. But, and I think this footage was from 2016, if I saw that correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Which will be relevant to what we're talking about coming up because we're seeing construction there in 2016.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, you can see we'll show that at some point, but, let's go back to here and we'll go back to this Google Earth thing. Okay. So now you see, this is where this base is. Okay. Right here. That's the CST base. Now I'm going to pull up this document. Now this document is a voter registration. Voter registration is a public record in the United States. If you've been registered to vote, then you're on a registry and you can look it up. And this in the spy files and the documents that I've been covering on my channel, this is a concern that Scientology has had about being able to look up members via the voter registration, that they've been trying to figure out how to circumvent that. And they've never been able to figure it out. But it says voter registration 2017, California, first name Michelle, middle name Diane, last name Miscavige, and it has an address in Petrolia. Okay. And this address is not the address that we just showed you. Okay. And it's in California. This is the postal code. It says nonpartisan date of registration. And this is key. So it says 08-06-2017. Okay. Yep. So the driver's license that we showed you was from 2013.
I think that picture was actually even from 2010 or somewhere between 2010 and 2015.
Okay.
But yeah.
But what was the document that was a 2013 document?
Oh, that was the fingerprints from when LAPD met with quote unquote Shelley and her attorney in a coffee shop. And then later they found the fingerprints did not match Shelley's fingerprints. And yet the case was closed anyway.
Yeah. So I'm going to show you this base in Google Earth. So this is the base that we showed you. Now, here's where it gets interesting. This is the address of Shelley Miscavige. It's right down the road from that CST base. So it's very likely that this location right here, this location is an sort of an annex or like a workspace or Sea Org birthing or whatever it is some kind of support facility for this base that's just right. You can see it's just right up the road. Let me see if I zoom out. I can show you both in the same thing. So you can see that's the base. And then right down the road here, there you go. That is the blue dot marker is the CST base. And the yellow marker is Shelley Miscavige's currently, as far as we can tell, since 2017, her new address. Okay, now this is breaking news because this has never been talked about before, that this is where her address is and this is where she is likely to this point. Now, why move her here, Claire?
Yes, great question. Well, I have two theories on that, both related. Number one is it's incredibly isolated. and obviously, the question that the world at large has been asking more and more and more consistently is, where is Shelley Miscavige? So what better way to make sure that there are no sightings of Shelley Miscavige than moving her to an incredibly remote property with no need to leave the property, nothing close by, certainly no easy way to escape if that was her decision to try to do that. And perhaps she's been allowed to have her dogs back there. Somebody that I talked to mentioned that she was not allowed to have her 5 beagles at the Running Springs CST property. That might seem trivial in the scheme of things, but Shelley considered those dogs, for all intents and purposes, her kids, really, by my observation and experience. And then also, too, this feels stunningly similar to the situation with L. Ron Hubbard, when he banished his wife, Mary Sue Hubbard, to never be seen or heard of again. It just, there seems to be so many parallels to that scenario, to where Shelley is being removed from the face of the earth, at least from David Miscavige's day-to-day operations, more and more remotely. So now she's just been, I don't know another explanation. That's certainly her name and appears to be valid.
Totally. Let me put this map back up again too, because I just realized if you have this place, you can see where this is the coast. That's the ocean right there in the that blue part. And the green part is the land. This is in Northern California. Now, you can just see in relation to Los Angeles where this is located, it's pretty, pretty north. I mean, you might even almost be to Oregon. Yeah, look, there you go. Oregon is just a not that many miles from that location. And then you can see where that blue marker is down here, right here. That's the CST at Twin Peaks, and then that yellow one is Los Angeles. So she is many, many hours. I would say that that's a 6 to 8 hour drive from LA, maybe less, maybe more, but it seems pretty, pretty, pretty far north. Almost, like I said, almost all the way up to Oregon, but it is out of the way. I think the nearest town is
that's
Redding.
What, yeah, maybe? that's what I was just going to say. Look how isolated that is from any major city or even any small city, apparently. Yeah, like what is the nearest town?
There's some small little towns, it looks like, that are nearby there. But the nearest, I mean, I don't know that area that well at all. That's pretty far up there. That's, yeah, it's almost near Eureka. Maybe Eureka might actually be the big town, or Fortuna. I don't know Trinidad. I don't know the size of any of these towns with enough information. But I do know Redding. I know, and I know Lake Shasta. It's very, very, it's a very interesting development in this case of Shelley Miscavige. And the crazy thing is that you would have to essentially look in every single county of every single city to be able to find this. So the fact that somebody found that she was registered in this city, in this county, is almost like a needle in a haystack kind of thing. It's a little more likely because it is where a Scientology property is. That's also a CST property. But the fact that somebody went and looked to see where that was and then came up with her registration is kind of wild.
I know. And it's crazy. And you know, people have speculated at various different times that perhaps David Miscavige had divorced Shelley. I never thought that was a particularly viable theory, simply because A, it serves David Miscavige's purposes to keep Shelley well under control and under wraps, and B, why would he need to? He does whatever he wants anyway on a day-to-day basis, so why would he do that and then potentially
that's a good point.
Control.
He can do whatever he wants,
he's never followed the rules. He never followed the rules. He
makes them. He's not good at following the rules. He's good at
but also rules. So circling back to that footage, we saw there was some pretty significant construction happening there in that drone footage, which again, I believe was from 2016. And then this photo registration is from just a year after that, 2017. And it will be interesting to dig deeper into this. I have a lot of links to research on this, but also at a glance, these properties are hundreds of acres, I believe. So it's not a far stretch. It's so close that obviously the placement of it, I mean, that's the closest building to that Petrolia base, right? There's no other close property to it.
I mean, there's a little bit of stuff right above this one on the road here, right here. If you can see my mouse, I don't know if you can or not, but it's, I don't think just to the, so the CST base in the middle, just right off to the right here, there's a few little outbuildings. I suspect that those are related to that property just because this road dead ends just right after that. There's some tanks or something at the end of this road.
Yeah.
But this other property is literally just down the road. So it's called Walker Ridge, and you go right down Walker Ridge, and it's the next major set of buildings is that property. So it's very likely. I'm not sure, but sometimes the way they build these buildings is that they butt into the mountain. This building does not appear to butt into the mountain. It just seems to be sitting there as all on its own.
Yeah.
This other base up here at the top, this one right here, this one, I think it goes down. I think that's how they get into the vault or whatever. If you're not familiar with the Church's spiritual technology, it's the portion of Scientology where they take all of L. Ron Hubbard's recorded and written words and they put them onto steel plates and gold records and nickel plated this and that, and they put them in titanium capsules that are sealed with argon gas and a whole thing. And then they build a vault inside of a mountain. Then they put all this stuff in there, and there's one in Trementia in New Mexico. There's the one up in Running Springs. I think there's another one up in Washington. There was going to be. They've got them all over the place, and they and the one in New Mexico actually has this logo. It looks like the logo from the old cool cigarettes. It's these two yellow. is it two diamonds that are kind of with circles, and it looks like the logo from Cool Cigarettes. But that's the logo, that's the official logo for the Church of Spiritual Technology. And that logo is as big as a football field on the top of the place in New Mexico. And there's a landing strip there, so you can land at that base location. I couldn't tell. I was looking at these. It looks like this area behind this house could possibly be used as a de facto runway. I'm not really, from the drone footage, it looks like it's at the top of a peak right there. And that might be what the Walker Ridge is. It might be, that might be Walker Ridge. I don't know. But it
and
looks
can
like
you zoom in on the other building again that's sure. listed on Shelley's voter or
yeah.
that we think is Michelle Miscavige.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's right just.
The other
that's
thing
certainly
is
not is certainly the size of the building. You wouldn't think, oh yeah, that's just where a lady by the name of Michelle Miscavige lives. It doesn't seem plausible.
Well, it seems like this might be like a little house right here.
Right, right. That but that's not the address.
Well, I understand, but I'm just saying it's connected. There's a pathway that goes from this one to that one,
right.
to the one above, to the one below. But the thing I wanted that was interesting that I wanted to bring up is that there is a vehicle that I can spot at this location. Of course, they could have garages and they could have vehicles in there, but this vehicle looks like it has its door open. So it looks like it was in the middle of doing something. Now this is, I don't know. I'd have to look and see what the version on this to see. I think this is a 2000. Yeah, it says it right there at the bottom. 2019 data attribution, May 1st, 2019, or it could be 5 January. I don't know how they, which way the dates are on that. But at the other location up here on the mountain, the actual CST base, it looked like they're still doing some work there because there's construction, there's pickups and there's trucks and there's some random materials. It looks like sitting around a little bit. So they could have still been doing, this is also from 2019 per Google. So, it's just, who knows, you know? If you did want somebody to disappear and not be able to accidentally get out to the highway, I mean, this is, you thought the Running Springs location was
isolated. Yeah.
This one, you really have to, make your way. Let's just see how far it is to the nearest to this. So even where the town is, where the first oil wells were, it's several miles from that location. You know, that's a good walk right there to get from one to the other. And then even if you got to here, I don't know. I don't know how this works. I don't know how big of a town Petrolia is. If she gets there, is she home free? But it's definitely an interesting development. There's definitely more to come. We're going to be doing a whole bunch of research into this. We wanted to let you guys know about this because we kind of both found out about this within the last day or two. And, we're kind of like, should we do a video?
There's a number of people we'll share this with, but we really appreciate the diligence of, the people who've shared this with us and brought it to our attention. Thank you for that. Thank you to the person that found this. And yeah, you know, it does seem like a plausible theory to me for sure. That's at least worth investigating. So the other significant reason why I find this to be plausible is that Scientology, one of their main practices that they do in scenarios like this, where there's a person that is in the public eye, or perhaps process servers want to talk to them, or they're being called for deposition, whatever it is, they like to remove them from said jurisdiction. And they've done this by moving people to Canada, by moving them to Australia. There are multiple examples. Yes.
Yeah, we've heard of them moving people. Essentially, anywhere not in the United States, people will move people. I can't really see they're moving Shelley out of the country, though.
Because no.
then
they need her. They need her kept under control. And also, too, chances are that that would be far more of a prominent move, because her passport, you know, all of that from a law enforcement perspective, it would be much more obvious that that move had happened. Not that it couldn't happen, but, you know, the facts surrounding this seem to at least be worth digging into further, because it certainly is something that Scientology has done in the past. And, you know, not in just in isolated circumstances either.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to say is that if you are registered to vote in a certain county, you usually have to live in that county. That's how voter registration works. You have to live in the county to get registered in the county. So some people were saying, well, then she has to be there because she's registered in that county. Okay. Well, I mean, Scientology are not known for being rule followers of the land, at least. Of L. Ron Hubbard's rules, yes, but they're not striving to be the best law-abiding citizens in terms of the local government and state and federal regulations.
They're not striving at all.
this could just be a red herring, and they registered her there. So people would say, oh, look, we found out she's registered there. That is a remote possibility. I think it's legitimate. I'm not exactly sure. I know that if you set up certain things in a county, you'll get some mail saying, hey, if it looks like you've moved to this county now, or it looks like, you know, I can't just imagine them signing her up to vote like that. I don't exactly know how that works.
Yeah, that's the part where
they
went
out of her way to sign up to vote. That's why it's kind of like, why would they? I mean, is that a thing?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And that's fair to play devil's advocate on this, because whatever. If they did move her to this remote location, priority number one or even number 100 is not to get her registered to vote.
So that's the only thing. If somebody, if you know how this works and how you end up on the voter registration, go in the comments and bloopity bleep it in there. How does this work in California or in the United States? Because I know I'm registered here, but I don't think I went somewhere and said, hey, I need to, I don't know. I don't exactly know.
Yeah, no, you do. You register to vote. I think even, I don't know. That's a good question.
I do know.
The reason I paused.
Driver's license.
Right.
You can say, this is where I should be registered to vote.
I think
on the driver's license, that's one of the avenues that they do that.
Yeah. So obviously I became a U.S. citizen in 2019. And so I specifically had to register to vote, because even though I had a driver's license, I had not previously registered. But the reason I paused and was thinking it through is because our oldest son is turning 18 next month, and he has a driver's license, of course. And he just got a letter in the mail saying, oh, you're of age now, you're registered to vote, here you go. Like, it wasn't something he specifically had to do separate. So I think the driver's license is a plausible idea. And, you know, I don't know. Yeah, it's an interesting question. And certainly, you know, again, we don't know, but it's significant enough to at least open the conversation and dig in deeper. There are many examples that where this type of activity of removing someone, placing them remote, rings true to what Scientology does.
Yeah. There was people recently in the past few years that were related to the Danny Masterson case. Some of these people that we knew from the information that we had that were involved with this, those people were disappeared from Los Angeles and just moved. Like, they moved one woman to Kansas City, and they just made people kind of just, they're not here anymore. And then if you go to ask for those people at the location where they've worked for the last 10 years, all of the Scientology people are like, yeah, we have hundreds of employees all over the world. I don't know where each one is, or we at this location, we don't know where they all are. And you're just like, okay, I get it.
Yeah. You know? And the same was done during the criminal case involving the wrongful death of Lisa McPherson. They did the same thing there. The people that were involved were moved.
Oh, that's true.
Out of the country.
Yeah, those were those, and those are some of the people that we 100% know were sent to Australia because we were still in Scientology at the international headquarters, and the people that were sent used to work at the international headquarters, and they worked directly for David Miscavige, and then they were sent to Florida, and they were tasked by him to oversee the things that had to, that happened with this woman, with Lisa McPherson, and he was personally directing every single thing that she was doing in Scientology. And so when she passed away, they got rid of everybody that had anything to do with that thing.
Yeah.
Like they disappeared a whole mess of different people, because there was one guy that was working with her. There was another lady who watched her. There was the Religious Technology Center that were relaying David Miscavige's orders to what was happening with her. So there was a whole bunch of people that were involved in this. And eventually they had to make some of these people show up when the law enforcement and everything got involved. But the people that law enforcement did not know involved, that were involved, those people stayed disappeared. And
right.
And they might even, some of those people still might even be in those places to this day. I'm not sure, because we left, you know, a few years after all that nonsense. But definitely a new development. We will update you if we find out anything more from this. Thanks to the internet sleuths that are out there that dug this up.
They never cease to amaze me. So thank you for your commitment to helping us continue to expose the abusive and dangerous cult of Scientology.
Yeah, it's almost a no-brainer that somebody would have done this. Like, oh, just look in the counties where there's... But I guess no one did it, or it never showed up until recently that somebody could go in there and find it. But I mean, this record is from 2017. So
right.
Another thing that I wanted to show you was we were talking about that logo that was on the other, at the CST location in Trementina in New Mexico.
Yes.
Well, if you look here, right in the middle of the screen, that cool logo, you see it? You see the road right up
there? Oh my gosh. Yes. Wow.
Just hiding in plain sight, guys. Just hiding in plain sight.
Wow.
So it's got these two circles, like I said, with a diamond in between each one of them. And this is per an L. Ron Hubbard writing that if you're a soul looking for a safe zone, or you're trying to make it to the way back, this is what is supposed to guide you in. When you see that symbol, you know you're in the right place.
Smoke signals for the soul is what you're saying that's supposed to be? Okay, then.
These are space cootie wayfinding spots. That's what these are. If you're a space cootie, a long-lost space cootie, and you don't know where to go,
you're a soul squatter with no place to squat. That's what you look for.
As soon as you see this. Then, now, there was one other thing that I wanted to tell you besides this thing about the logo that can be seen from way, way up high. It doesn't look like they're maintaining them anymore. Like they used to mow them, or they did something in a certain way so you'd be able to see them, but it doesn't look like they're doing that.
Well, with the onslaught of drone footage and the accessibility of this aerial view of it, they probably are trying to let it not be so obvious to the outside world.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. The other thing that's very interesting about these properties, I know it was a particular case with this property because I think Dylan Gill?
Yep.
Dylan Gill used to work at CST, and he's now not in Scientology anymore. He's not a Sea Org member anymore. And he mentioned that there was a concern about this property because of the fault lines that are nearby. And this is actually a very odd thing. I don't know about the New Mexico one, but I know that the Running Springs location and this location are very close to fault lines. So if you're building something that you want to keep around for the next several hundred or thousand years to store all of L. Ron Hubbard's writings, maybe don't build it on a fault line. We should do a whole video.
Yeah, not the best planning we've ever heard. You know, what if the sacred writings of L. Ron Hubbard in those expensive time capsules just fall into the center of the earth, never to be seen or heard of again.
Probably a good thing.
It would be. But, you know, from a planning perspective, Scientology, not the best location.
Yeah, we should do an episode because I know this is a very big problem for Scientology. A lot of people may not be aware of this, but there's a lot of fault lines, major fault lines, that actually travel directly under or right around several of the Scientology properties, in addition to the ones I've mentioned, these CST bases, but also in Hollywood and in Los Angeles, and even at the Gold Base. At the Gold Base, there's a fault line that runs directly under the original studio where we shot films. It was called the gym, and there's actually were cracks in the gym after they built it from the fault lines moving, and the building is directly on the fault line. So like if you map the fault line, it would go through the middle of the building or right under the middle of the building. So this could be a thing that, you know, when the big one hits, if you're a Scientologist, don't be at the org.
Author Services also right by a fault line, right?
Yeah, Author Services, the Hollywood Guarantee Building, the 5930 Franklin, what was used to be called the Chateau Elysee, the Manor, CCN, Celebrity Center International, whatever you want to call it. It's near one. The complex, there was actually several buildings that were condemned after the Northridge, I want to say it was the Northridge quake in Los Angeles, the building that is at the very, that L. Ron Hubbard Way dead ends into this building. And it's, I think it was called the Fountain Building. And it was condemned for a while. It had to go through whatever they call it, earthquake remediation, or they had to drill a bunch of holes and put a bunch of bolts in the building to hold it together in case it was an earthquake. But yeah. That's definitely not going to be a good time to be in one of the Scientology centers when the big one hits in Los Angeles.
But please don't wait till the next big one. Just leave now.
Yeah. Prep now. Prep ahead of time.
Yeah.
GTFO.
Yes.
This time the GTFO is now.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. You know, it looks like as of 2017, that's where this is Shelley Miscavige's new address. Is at the CST base in Petrolia, California, up in Northern California. That's the word. That's the news. And you heard it here first, folks, unless you read it where we read it.
or unless you heard it somewhere else, in which case, there you have it. Thanks for continuing the conversation of where is Shelley Miscavige. And you know what? I'm just of the view Shelley should be able to say, leave me alone if she wants to be left alone. It's just the circumstances of this are what is so bizarre and indicative of Scientology's treatment of locking people up and whisking them away. And that's why we're continuing to talk about it.
Yep.
Okay, great. Then we're all good.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks for watching. If you'd like to help support the channel, feel free to check out the merch store link in the description. We have Hail Xenu, Xenu is my homeboy, and BFG branded mouse pads, shirts, mugs, all sorts of other stuff in there that helps us to bring you new content on a regular basis. You can also pick up a copy of my book, Blown for Good, Behind the Iron Curtain of Scientology, in hardback, Kindle, and Audible versions as well. There's also a link to our podcast, and you can get that on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you'd like to watch another video, you can click on this link right here, or you can click on this one here, or you can click on the subscribe button right here. Thanks a lot. Until next time.